Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, Chuck. It's your mother.
Whoa. Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to Joshua Gomez, who plays Morgan Grimes on NBC's Chuck. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher's smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MRmedia.com, MrMedia.com. Brought to you today by Audible.com. Please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before hundreds of hungry $5 Subway eaters in the new media capital of the world and home of the American League East champion, Tampa Bay Rays, St. Petersburg, Florida.
What happened?
What happened? You just took 10,000 volts is what happened.
You went into cardiac arrest, and we actually lost you for a moment there.
You lost me? You lost me? You mean I died?
Every 3 seconds.
Oh, welcome back, guys.
Alive, a little crispy.
Buddy, that was the single bravest thing I've ever seen anyone do. Don't ever do it again.
Can we go home now?
On your feet.
What?
Last night, my wife, daughter, and I watched the latest episode of NBC's Chuck. Thank you, on-demand programming. And when it was over, we had a pretty interesting conversation about the evolution of Joshua Gomez's character, Morgan Grimes. No, seriously, that's what we talked about. It was the first time, for example, that we took note of Gomez being listed third in the opening credits, right after Zachary Levi, who plays Chuck, and Yvonne Strahovski, who plays his love interest, Sarah. And during the episode itself, you couldn't help but be impressed by the continuing evolution of Morgan, who began the series more than 3 years ago as Chuck Bartowski's Comic-Con-loving best friend forever. Morgan, while not a loser, seems, well, doomed to be a buy more drone for life. The first sign of the character's independence was when he fell in love with an exotic coworker, Anna. But the real turning point was when he discovered Chuck was a super-powered spy, and it turned out that Morgan himself had some usable skills in that department, too. And more recently, as Chuck and Sarah have become a real team, both professionally and personally, Morgan and Colonel John Casey, of all people, have formed one of TV's oddest couples. Their once singular commonality, a devotion to Chuck, blossomed as Morgan fell in love with Casey's daughter and was promoted to manager of the Buy More store, now owned and operated officially by the CIA. Now, if Chuck were to end tomorrow, actor Joshua Gomez would have to thank his lucky stars that the producers and writers saw him as something more than where he was when he started on the show, and that they turned Morgan into a fully realized character. That's going to pay off for him in the post-Chuck years, I think. Which, I might add, won't be too soon. NBC just picked the show up for the rest of the season. Joshua Gomez, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Thank you so much, man. Well done, by the way. Well done.
Thank you. It pays to watch.
That's right. It really does. I could try it sometime. No.
Yes. Oh, didn't they warn you there'd be a quiz at the end of the interview?
No, but I pencil's ready. I'm ready.
Well, hey, first of all, congratulations on the extension of the show. A lot better than things were about a year ago at this time.
Yeah, it's amazing. And thank you so much. We're all pretty excited. You know, it's one of those things, you know, it's just television and it's a tough biz, man. And we're just so fortunate to be able to stick around this long. And, you know, we kind of got accustomed to, you know, having to wait to the 11th hour every season and at every decision about us, you know. So this one to kind of come in earlier and to be so rewarding. I mean, NBC gave us 11 episodes, which brings our total to 24, which is actually more than most normal seasons. You know, 22 is just the standard. If you're going to do a full season, we're doing 24. So pretty cool.
Well, that is exciting. Now, do you guys have a sense yet of how the increased episode order will affect current and ongoing storylines?
No, you know, at this point, no. I mean, I usually try to get all the dirt when I can, but I know obviously it's going to. I know I was told that it obviously is going to shift a few things. I think the original 13 story arc is still going to kind of play, and then I think that there's going to be some shifting in that 13th episode to accommodate, you know, these 11 more now. So I think there'll be a few things that they're going to hold off on, or, you know, that they might have gone through with had we not gotten that pickup. But as of right now, I don't know. They kind of keep most of that pretty close to the vest, and we kind of find out as new scripts hit us. We kind of find out on the day. So that's always kind of fun, though, actually. So,
well, Joshua, all of the characters on Chuck have enjoyed since serious fleshing out over the last year and a half, but I don't think there's been any that has had that happen more than Morgan.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's been pretty fun to just to play and to be a part of and to read. And like I said, every new script, kind of reading, going, wow, this is really cool. And I remember having a conversation with Chris Fedak, who's one of the co-creators of the show, and we went out to dinner and we were just talking. This is probably, I think, the end of season two. We were just about to wrap up season two and talking about the possibilities of season three, because at that time we didn't know. But if there were, you know, if there was going to be a season three, and, you know, we would just kind of, you just pick my brain. I was talking to him and where he wanted, you know, where I saw Morgan going and what I would like. And I remember just kind of simply pitching him this thing about how I always thought of Morgan as being, could be this sort of Alfred to Chuck's Batman. And, he loved that. And so that's, you know, that took place in season three, like you said, when I found out Chuck's secret. But to be honest, I didn't really think that. I was hoping, you know, my fingers were crossed that I could, you know, obviously get in on some of the stuff, because it just looks like so much fun. But I didn't really necessarily expect to have it be as big of a shift and change and you know, to be plugged in as much as I am to, like, now the sort of, you know, the team Bartowski, and it's just it's been an absolute blast, and just to, you know, the sort of the team of, like you said, Colonel John Casey and Morgan is completely the odd couple. And so it's just so much comedy to be had there. It's just a blast. Me and Adam have so much fun. And I just try to find all these little moments. You know, I just, Morgan trying to imitate Casey at every turn. I think he's even starting to grunt like him occasionally. So I think there's a new level of hero worship, you know, from Morgan's side. It's pretty cool.
Now, Morgan and Casey are so different on screen, and now Adam Baldwin, who plays Casey, has a growing reputation as a very right-wing, arch-conservative. He writes for the blogs. What is he like to be around? And is he any different than John Casey?
Yeah, he is. Funny enough, there on that level, I think he's in line with John Casey. But he, as far as just the person I know, Adam is just he actually is a sweetheart. He's really just a kind dude, and a really great father. He has a beautiful family, and he's totally just this big, you know, teddy bear, to be honest. So on that way, no, he's nothing like John Casey. Yeah, as far as the others, there are some similarities there as far as the political things of John Casey.
Well,
politically, he's in line with the. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. We're going to run out of time. I don't want to lose you yet. Folks, you can see Joshua Gomez as Morgan Grimes every Monday night in the NBC spy rom-com Chuck on NBC. If you need to catch up on the show, you can order seasons 1 to 3 now at a great price at mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Also, look for Joshua on Twitter. You can find him there. Hey, Joshua, great to talk to you again. Please come back. And again, congratulations on the extended season.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on, and thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. You too.
And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite Chuck stars, and we've got a lot of them, surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest or a comment on the show, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, Mr. Media Interviews. It's a great way to get updates on who's coming up or who's just been on the show. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.